These are uncertain times for state lawmakers. As they start this year's legislative session, it's still unclear how policies from the incoming Trump administration will affect Georgia. So, how will state lawmakers roll with the presidential transition? Speculation hangs around the start of each new legislative session, as lawmakers, lobbyists, and reporters roam the Capitol making bets and predictions. But this year, there's one big question. What will a new presidential administration mean for Georgia?
We're all on the state levels just sitting back to see what happens. So it's a time of uncertainty about that change.
House Republican Sharon Cooper has served through two presidential transitions. She's waiting to see how Georgia will adapt to big shifts to federal programs like Obamacare, but feels confident the state can handle any changes. After all, she says politics are local. The policies that most affect Georgians' daily lives are made by lawmakers in Atlanta, not D.C.
You know, they have all the prestige, and it's like, oh, they're up in Washington making the decisions. But we're the ones that decide how fast you can drive, you know, what happens in your schools. We really make the biggest impact on the lives of Georgians, and that's left up to us. And, you know, I don't see any big changes coming for that.
But sitting in Manuel's Tavern, an Atlanta bar popular with politicos, Representative Michelle Henson worries how Georgia will adapt.
You're asking me if my uncertainty is because I'm a Democrat with a Republican coming in. I didn't feel that uncertainty with Bush coming in.
That's George W. Bush. His transition to the White House was the second Henson saw as a state lawmaker. She's concerned big changes to the federal budget could send the General Assembly scrambling back into session later this year to adjust its own spending plan.
If suddenly the monies change and we have to come back in and readjust the budget, you could have a special session.
It's just one of the many things Henson's unsure about these days.
Do you think that the next 4 to maybe 8 years, are they going to be years of really radical change, do you think?
I don't think anyone, even with a crystal ball, can predict that.
Uncertainty is not necessarily a pejorative. Uncertainty can be good.
Republican Earl Earhart has served in the Georgia House since 1989.
I think there's more uncertainty today in the basic definition of what uncertainty is than there's been in a long, long time.
He sees opportunity in that uncertainty and says he'll work at the state level to roll back what he calls 8 years of federal overreach by the Obama administration.
And I've got an advocate that sits in the office that's ovally shaped for change. So I'm going to make hay while the sun shines.
Right now, I don't feel good. The House and Senate and presidency is held by the opposing party. But at the same time, this is not the time to throw your hands up and say, I give up.
House Democrat Calvin Smyrie is the longest serving member of the Georgia legislature. He's worked under 7 different presidents. For now, he says he's in a holding pattern to see what the new administration brings. It's a strategy he's used before.
So I know what it is to be in power and to be out of power. It doesn't change the fact that you're an elected official. It just changes the methodology of how you operate and how you get things done.
Smyrie says the political pendulum never stops swinging, but eventually you adapt. As a lawmaker, change and uncertainty are some of the few things you can ever be sure of. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.